It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
And it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Joe.
All right, Woody. Thank you. I'll tell you what. I actually have a lot of respect for anybody that can get on a 90-man roster and is just believes in themselves and will do anything to try to get noticed. And we're talking about, if you haven't seen it yet because fans haven't been out there, Kyle Albrecht, the former Middle Tennessee State punter, is joining us. He's been camped out in front of Dolphins camp now here for a while, waiting for a general manager, assistant GM, or somebody or coach to stop and say, hey, kid, who are you? Kyle, how you doing this morning?
Doing well, sir. Thank you for having me.
No, hey, man, it's a hell of a way to try to go. I know probably – have you had anybody stop to find out who you are and what you're trying to do?
There's a few people who walk by the road, you know, getting their groceries and whatnot. And, you know, they stop and chat me up for a little bit. People drive by and take videos and stuff like that. But outside of that, not really. Just a couple quick interactions.
Hey, Kyle, I got to ask you. So you could, there's 32 teams. Why'd you decide to try it down here with the Dolphins?
Well, the close proximity to where me and the fiance live right now, and just that, you know, after last season, you know, I figured, you know, let's just take a shot at it. I mean, Dick Bailey's obviously a great punter. You know, I think it was 2020 All-Pro, but, you know, specialist, it's year to year. It's not career-based, so, you know, you didn't have, you know, an All-Pro season last year, and I figured they had Michael Turk, undrafted free agent. They signed him to training camp last year. I believe he didn't have that good of a showing. He got cut. Jake Bailey won the job. But, yeah, you know, the original thought process for the general manager or coach or whoever for the Dolphins was, you know, let's bring a guy to compete with Jake Bailey. And, you know, I figured if that is still a little bit on their mind, then I'm right here.
Yeah, and by the way, I got to tell you, you're the Middle Tennessee State punter that punted against the Hurricanes. It looked like you were like going to the Hall of Fame that day. My God, man, what'd you have? Like 260-yard punts in that game? It was like there were enough problems. And then when you did punt, you like punted it right out of bad field position for the Miami Hurricanes.
I tried to put my boys in a good position to secure the win that day.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
No, that was crazy. Say, hey, tell me about the wife. She goes, hey, honey, I got something new for today. This will get their attention. Has she been trying to get creative for you a little bit with holding Jason Sanders' balls?
I brought that one up. Now, she has had a few good ones. We've had to shoot down a few ideas because I don't want to make it seem, you know, I'm just out here to gesture. So we had to take a little bit back on the joke side, but we found some gray area we can run with.
All right, so you know what Chris Greer looks like? Do you know if, like, he dries up and you're going, hey, I know you're Chris Greer, the GM. I'm your next punter. Have you had that opportunity or no, you haven't seen him?
No, sir, I haven't seen him. I spent a few minutes looking up whose car is what, so maybe I can recognize it, but I'm sure these guys have multiple cars. So.
Yeah. So how close – hey, Kyle, how close do they actually let you get? And does the security guy go, hey, kid, I know what you're doing. I looked you up, but you need to back up a little bit. Have you had that happen?
That was actually within the first 15 minutes. I was about 10 feet away from the player's gate, or I guess player's coach's gate. I think it's gate 12. And the security guard pulled in for work, and he was like, hey, I don't know what you're doing. I don't know what you're trying to accomplish here, but you can't be here. You got to move. And, you know, I mean, he was doing his job, and I was way too close. That's my bad right there. But I asked him, I'm like, is there a good place you would say to be? He's like, yeah, you should probably just go home. And I'm like, oh, what? Can I go across the street? And he was like, yeah, but I would just go home. We're good. I'm yeah. like, all right. So across the street, you said. I got it.
So Kyle, you've got to have a pretty good idea, Kyle. This is a long shot, right? Super long shot that somebody's having a bad day, and maybe the special teams coach tells assistant GM, my God, we got to do something. And, well, there's a kid out. You know that's a long shot to happen, right, to grab you? And you're still hanging in there. Yeah,
of course. I mean, especially when you come off a contract extension, a good signing bonus, and, you know, for a punter, a pretty good contract. You know, it is a long shot, and I understand that. But, you know, like I've said previously, the idea behind this is, you know, I can't be doing this forever. I can't be spending $10,000 a year traveling to all these free agent combines, seeing all these coaches. And it's just not feasibly responsible for me. It's not fair to the fiance. And, well, I mean, you know, why not take a last-second Hail Mary? And, I mean, the opportunity was there last year. They chose a different guy. They didn't pick me.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the opportunity was there. So if a guy is better and he's six lanes across the road, I don't see a reason why not to just say, why not?
Hey, Kyle, how long are you going to do this? How long before that final day where you go, that's it, I'm done coming out here? What's the game plan here with the wife? What are you thinking?
As of now, until training camp's up, I mean, my opinion is something's got to break. You keep hammering the door, you may break it down sometime. But I don't have a job to go back to. I've tried finding part-time jobs, but that hasn't been in the cards for me either. So, I mean, I'm out here, and, you know, if I have to save money, I'll do what I did the first night and go back to sleeping in my car.
So I got to ask you the other part is, how are you staying sharp? Are you still finding time to head to a high school or down at the park down there in Miami Gardens area? Are you punting at all?
Yeah, of course. Yesterday I went out. I try to spend about, you know, 30 minutes to an hour, you know, getting the back loose, because sitting in the chair, like, I'm not taking breaks. I'm out here 6 to 6. Well, 6 to 5 the third day because my umbrella broke. But 12 hours, you know, I don't get bathroom breaks. I don't get lunch breaks. So I'm just, I mean, when I go out to, you know, the gym or the field, it's actually kind of a nice relief.
Hey, I got an idea. I'm just thinking out loud here. And by the way, when I go to camp, I'm not afraid to ask somebody, hey, have you seen that guy out there? You ought to check him out and see, you know. But have you thought about getting close enough? Because you got a strong leg. You kick like you did at Middle Tennessee State against Miami. You got your legs plenty. Have you thought about getting close enough but coming in when they open up to the fans and taking a couple old balls and just letting it rip from the outside down into the middle of their practice? Just ripping about 3 or 4 foot, and they're going, where the hell is that coming from? And they're going, that's that crazy kid, that Kyle Albrecht kid outside. He's trying to get a job. I mean, that's big basketballs right there. Have you thought about that, or is that too much?
I've thought about that, and the idea has been ran across the table a few times. But I'm not much of a lucky gambler, I guess is a good way to say.
Okay,
so
okay.
My odds are I'd probably hit somebody in the head and end up with an assault charge.
By the way, that's a great point. If you do miss it a little bit, and your luck, like you said, could be if you hit, kick it a little bit left, and you have some young fan in it. In a Tua Tagovailoa jersey getting hit in the head, and then we got a problem. You're right. So that's a good point. Well, listen, Kyle, we just want to say, man, good luck with everything. I got a lot of respect for a guy standing out there and going, who is this? You know, a lot of people think you probably the last time you kicked was in a high school game when you were, like, a freshman or sophomore. And so the fact that you're out there trying to do it, good luck to you, man. I hope you get a break.
Thank you, sir.
All right, man. Kyle Albrecht joining us here to talk. You heard the sound right there. He's right there on 27.
He's out there, yeah.
Yeah, he's there.
Oh, yeah, he sent out the picture this morning. He's actually out there. Those were the cars driving by.
And I don't have a
what
job.
What an awesome story, man. I really hope he gets a shot.
I don't have a job.
I really hope he gets a shot. That's pretty cool.
All right. So I.
By the way, Texter said, tell Kyle to put on a cast and act injured, and then Greer will sign him.
Now the shots start coming in, man. Now the shots start coming in.
That's really cool, man.
That was interesting.
So it's his fiance that's making the signs, by the way. The signs are fantastic.
Yeah. He said he doesn't want to go too far where somebody gets offended. He's already had the security guy kind of push him back. He goes, where can I go? And he goes, probably home. Can you imagine?
By the way, this 5'6".
I know all those guys out there, the security, probably a good idea to just head home.
5'6" is completely right. It would be a great PR move for the Dolphins to get this young kid a shot. They really should. Like, I don't know what the NFL, like, I don't know how all that works, Joe, but like to bring him in for a day and just give him a tryout.
I know you're thinking you got 90.
Well, Agua came in for a workout. Like, can you give the guy a workout? Like, just bring him in for like just one day as a workout?
So sometimes, don't take this the wrong way, sometimes they don't want to get in the psyche of a kicker by bringing in another kicker.
That's fair. But, I mean, he's a punter, not a kicker, though, so is that different?
No. Guy thinks he's the guy.
Guy put up, by the way, his numbers are legit.
No,
he's like a, you know.
What'd you say, his five punts? What'd he average against the Canes in that game? That game we all want to forget about.
Yeah, that game wasn't good. But he had a couple of 60s in that one.
Jeez.
Everything was going against the Canes in that game, though. But
so just amazing.
This, by the way, I mean, the Dolphins really, they should give this guy, I mean, let him have a workout. I respect the hell out of that dedication.
Can I just say, he's
literally sitting out there.
I understand that. It's
by the way, the weather is miserable out there.
No, I get it, but we got other things, Woody.
People are on the text line. They want to bring that guy a Gatorade. They want to bring him a sandwich.
Well, listen, if you can and you see him out there, he sounds like a good guy. Stop by and pull off the road there. Don't get in it. You heard the traffic flying by there, so be careful. But you want to give him a sandwich or get him a electrolyte.
954, the Dolphins have always been afraid of competition in camp. That. Someone asked if he can throw.
There you go, Woody. Just open that can of worms, man. Just open that can of worms. Oh, boy. Hey, we got to go to break here.
What an awesome story. I really do hope this guy gets a shot. Or at the very
least,
like
a nice
just
guy.
A workout, man.
Yeah.
I don't know much about the current punter, but...
Yeah, you do. You saw him for a full year. What do you mean?
Well, I don't know personally. I mean, is he a nice guy?
Are
you friendly with him?
No. I don't talk to Jason sometimes. I've done stuff with Jason, so
I know you like him.
I do. I do. And
this guy says Kyle needs Omar to train him.
Really? Omar can take him where all those extra cover corners and wide receivers are. They're ready to play. Just hang out with those guys. You'll be ready to go. Hey, right now, I want to take a second this morning to tell you about Baptist Health South Florida, Miami Orthopedics Sports Medicine Institute, one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. Where do the pros go? Enter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, the Miami Dolphins, FIU, FAU, high school, college, and professional athletes from all over the country because they have put together some of the top specialists in the country, and a lot of people are flying in to see him, man. So it starts with the great trainers, the team doctors that work with the teams, and from there it goes to the specialist, knee, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement, Achilles. They got a bunch of doctors covering all of Dade and Broward County so that you can see them, and doctors have great experience. Doctors have been hired from all over the country, the best at what they do. And they're ready to take good care of all of us, and they will at Baptist Health South Florida. They got a great, great program out there. They got three hospitals that I talk about that people are going to right now, Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, also at Hard Rock Stadium right next to the training facility, and, of course, Pine Island and 595 in Plantation. Stop by. It's right off of 595 in Pine Island, right there. Just visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. There's one goal every day, man. One goal every day for all of our doctors. That's to get you healthy, back playing the sports you love.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Of the most.
Let's get your weather report here, brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. It is 85 degrees, looking like hopefully no rain today, with about a 10% chance of rain. And, Joe, I got to tell you, there are so many texts coming in here about that interview we just had with Kyle, the punter, who's camped out outside there. I'm not even...
calling him Kyle the punter? It's
Kyle Albrecht. Kyle Albrecht, the punter, who is camped out outside the Dolphins.
You
got
to have a huge pair to do that every day, because I know what I think. Well, we had a running back years ago up in Davie that stayed next to. He had a, I think he was a high school running back. I don't even know if he ever played in college. And he was trying to get somebody to stop. And he back then you could get a lot closer than now. And he did that, standing next to where everybody had to come in, and it was, so this guy, man.
How about this one? This guy says, I'm currently a season ticket holder. I have one extra ticket for the first open practice. This Sunday might be a good opportunity for him to get inside with one of his signs. This guy wants to give him,
by the way,
a ticket for the first practice.
You know what? You might want to call him and let him know that. That's probably...
I got in touch with him on Twitter. And he wrote back to us immediately. He very, very nice. He's just thanking us for having him on. He said, it's very humbling to know people actually want to hear my story. I never would have thought. He said, I appreciate you guys. So it's really, really nice, man.
That's got to be hard. You know it's a long shot, because they have a list of punters on. So everybody knows they have a list of names ranked that are not signed right now in case there's an injury. Of all different ages. They got the old guys that haven't signed yet, the four or five names, the X-Man, Xavier Howard, and some of those guys, all the way down to some of the top guys that have been out of college for a while. As long as you played the college, and they've got a list of guys that might have caught their eye according to how far down they want to go for a tryout or something. But he was really good in that game. It's funny you said that. I think he had 260-yard punts in that game against
Miami. He did. Yeah, everything went
against Miami.
But 954 says, Kyle's very respectful, good kid, chatting with him on Instagram now. He's a man of the people. Yeah, if you are trying to reach him, another guy with a ticket for the first practice here.
Well, I'll tell you what, man, people are nice just to sit out.
People are nice. Well, it's a nice story, though. The guy doesn't have a job.
No, but he's a legit guy. He's not a guy that played high school like 1 year and somebody told him he was really good. And he's got a resume. What do you average?
47.1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's legit,
so, you know,
at any level.
He's got a fiance, doesn't have a job. He lives down here, and he's doing that. Like, that's all in, man. That's, you know.
To go out and do that?
He should, by the way, the Dolphins should just have him in for a workout. I mean, it would be good PR for them to do it, so it's good for them.
There's a lot of guys that are really trying to get into the league, but you don't get a lot of guys that.
By the way, someone just said this, and this is true. I'm seeing this now on Twitter here, Joe. This is coming out just 2 minutes ago. Michael Badgley, remember from UM?
Yeah.
Tore his hamstring, and he's going to go on injured reserve. He's going to miss the entire season.
Yeah.
So
he's a field goal kicker.
I know. I'm just saying.
Okay. By the way, he's done a great job of staying in the league and kicking, man.
Here on Twitter this morning.
He's bounced a little bit. Because
someone just had texted in. They go, the Lions situation is bad. And I flipped over to Twitter, and I saw that Badgley's going to miss the entire season. Which is fine. I mean, Dan Campbell doesn't need him anyway, so.
He didn't go for it anyway. That was a good shot.
I don't. Maybe they don't even replace the guy. Who knows? To be honest.
Hey, that show, that receiver show. Speaking of that, it was good.
How rough was that game? That Lions game was brutal.
Yes.
Seven,
it's been
eight,
on
six.
TV lately, like a bunch too. All the final games, the AFC NFC Championship game, the Super Bowl. The NFL Network runs them like once a day.
Guessing they're not going to replay our game against the Chiefs, right?
No, deep into the playoffs.
Particularly
those
good
games.
Imagine if there was someone outside your office looking to replace your specific job. Can you guys look at this punter as a possible replacement for Omar? It's not very.
No,
nice.
Omar's too busy trying to get the coach. I wonder if he goes to Mike. Hey, Mike, you know what? You know you need to step in there and tell Chris Greer man up and get this deal done. Can you imagine the look on Mike's face? Like, really?
Yeah, like Mike's got nothing else on his plate. Hey, man, our fans are awesome. Another guy says, I got him a ticket. He's got 10. Yeah, man, this guy's he's got a ticket to get in there if he wants.
That's for this Sunday, right? First
day?
Yeah,
that's the first one open to the public.
I hope the guy will go, man. I hope if he's listening right now, hey, Kyle.
Message him on Twitter, though. He was
got
very.
Some people that.
He got right back to us. Let me see. I'll tell you his Twitter in a second here, but yeah, he got right back to us. It's at Kyle underscore Ulbrich. So Kyle underscore Ulbrich.
Through the years.
And he got right back to us.
Through the years, we've talked even at one point about the punter being the best player on the team and Brandon Fields. I don't want to go through that again, so I'm hoping that, you know, I want everybody to have their fun in the sun today and all that, but we need to be talking about a lot of other things besides the punter.
Boy, that's crazy, though, man. This news for the Lions here. Just coming out here this morning, Badgley out for the season.
By the way, don't worry, because like you said.
I know, they don't care.
Nobody's more aggressive than Dan Campbell.
You think they use that roster spot for just another player? They don't even roll with a kicker?
No, they'll bring in a kicker.
Okay.
Again, there's a lot of guys on standby.
Just go for two every single time.
They got old guys and young guys, and find somebody, get off to a good start. You know, we never talk about field goal kicker and punter till one of them ends up costing you a game, and then all of a sudden it becomes, or your field goal kicker can't make kicks, and then you got a problem. But right now, we got some problems, and one of them just has to do with money and how close is this thing, which nobody really knows. A few guys have tried it, though, that when it was going to get done. You notice a couple of the national guys tried to give us a date on when this thing would done. The date's now done, by the way, that date that they told us, most of them.
I don't want to throw you under the bus, but you had it getting done before camp, too.
I thought it would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think all of us did.
I thought
for
it would.
For the most part, like...
I thought it would be done even after Jeff Darlington said they're not that close. Maybe we should just listen to
JD. I think he said not in the ballpark was his direct quote. You remember he said that right before he went on his
vacation?
I
will tell you, I got a good idea who JD talks to, and he's got the best source. Jeff Darlington's got good people, real, real good people, and great people skills, I might add, too. So I should have just hung with Jeff on that one. I didn't do it. I did not do it. Hey, we got to go to break here. We've got a lot more stuff that we're going to get to here this morning. Want to let you know that Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk is going to join us coming up at early 9 o'clock hour. We'll talk to him, and we do have some other stuff. We work with Omar a lot, and he's working here at the radio station besides just the Miami Herald, and happy for him, you know, doing the stuff and getting his stuff out there. But sometimes...
But he's winning this, right? I mean, this was his goal, I assume, to get people like us talking about it.
Like, he's decided...
It's a bizarre take, but
the agent
he wins.
And the team can't work back and forth, but he's also got to throw the head coach, has got to help get this deal done. The coach has done his part. Yeah, we can win. We can win, and we can win a lot with Tua. And I think he's got another gear. He can take us one more step.
609 just texted in. I'm a season ticket holder in New Jersey. You can have my tickets for Sunday for him and his wife.
That's great, man.
That's pretty cool,
good
man.
Good people.
I love it, man. Our fans are good people. That's cool.
A lot of people got those tickets, and I'm guessing he'd like to go out there. And
so that's season ticket holder day on Sunday, then, I guess.
Is it?
I don't know.
Well, then
I mean, I'm guessing because people keep saying they're season ticket holders and they have tickets.
Oh, maybe it is. That would be the first one.
I guess.
All right. Well, listen, right now I want to talk about something that's very serious to men, Atlantic Men's Clinic. Boy, I'll tell you what, ED and low T, if you get one and if you have both, and I had both, and it sucks. Just to get right to it, it's really bad. Talk about no energy. Had my numbers taken care. Went to Atlantic Men's Clinic and saw, and I go, oh, boy, Joe, you do have low T. And with it came ED. When I had to come clean, I go, yeah, and I got another problem. It's my sex drive. Making a lot of excuses to the wife these days. Well, listen, I just want to let you know, if you're going through that and you're constantly tired and moody and just not motivated to do things, even on a weekend, you've noticed you're sleeping more during the day and stuff, you have it, man. You have low T and ED. That's the bad news. The good news is Atlantic Men's Clinic can take care of it. Boy, they put you on a program and they police the program to make sure you're doing everything the right way to get the best results. And that's why I like it most. I become good friends with some of the guys that see me every Friday. And you'll do the same and feel the same way when you go to Atlantic Men's Clinic, because you're going to get great results. It happened to me 6 months ago. I know, I keep track. 6 months ago, and within 2 weeks, I started feeling good. And boy, I'll tell you, these days, I feel great. Schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic today. Your initial visit includes medical consultation with a Florida licensed medical provider, a T, and a PSA test, and if medically advised, a test dose. And if the test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. Six locations throughout South Florida. Call them today, 877-455-7300, or visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. Listen, man, this is not something I understand that guys going around talking to each other about. I get this. No, dude, I'm sorry you have that. I'm great. And I go, there's no way. And then I get in a debate and I go, what am I doing? This guy's in his mid-60s telling him he's got no problems, his energy level. I go, okay, whatever you want to tell me, but when you're ready to come clean and get more out of life and get your sex drive back, go to Atlantic Men's Clinic. They will get you fixed.
All right, before we get back to it here, it's giveaway time. Slightly Stupid, The Dirty Heads, and more, coming to I Think Financial Amphitheater in West Palm on August the 2nd. We're going to give away tickets right now. This is a Live Nation show. Caller number 5, right now, 305-567-0560. You'll be going. Slightly Stupid, The Dirty Heads at I Think Financial Amphitheater, West Palm, August 2nd. Again, that is a Live Nation show. All right, Joe, we're going to do, we'll do caller number 5. We'll give someone some
caller
tickets
here on Friday.
Caller number
5 it is, Woody. Yeah, look at you, trying to make sure everybody starts a weekend, you know, get a nice winter there and just getting things going. We're going to be at camp on Monday, Woody. We are going to be going live out there ourselves. And
Wednesday.
And Wednesday we're going to be at the camp.
Yes, we got everything covered next week, man.
We'll be hitting them all different ages.
Fired up to get out of here a little bit. Outside. You like it outside. You get a little sweat.
I do enjoy going live.
But you like your walking outside a little more too, right?
Yes. You.
Which one are you going to be wearing, by the way? So you've been all over the board here with your shoes. I saw you were wearing the Clouds yesterday. I don't even know what you're wearing today. I figured the Hokas were more.
I'm back on the Hokas today.
Okay. Those are the Air Joe Roses, the Hokas.
Boy, I got to tell you, they're ugly, but they're comfortable.
They are ugly. They are comfortable.
I don't know how many people out there, how many of my brothers and sisters out there on the Hokas, but man, they may not look great according to everybody, but.
Maybe they're in style.
They're comfortable,
but,
man.
You know, those companies are taking a lot of the share away from Nike. I don't know if you knew that or not.
I did not know that.
So I will tell you, like, I wore the Hoka shoes to Disney.
But I don't feel bad for Nike. They're doing just fine.
I know they're doing fine. But I wore, like, the Hokas to Disney, and, you know, you do a ton of walking there. It actually made a difference. Like, they truly, and I have, like, bad flat feet. Like, they're truly comfortable.
Well, everybody tells me they're old man shoes.
Yeah, they are. They're dad shoes.
So you tell me young people won't wear them that might, you know, have.
Well, I don't know what
Shin
age you consider
a lot
me,
and...
but I'm middle of the road. I wear them. I'm more about, like, comfort and performance at this
stage.
No,
listen, like, I don't want something that's just, like, really, really ugly that I've watched older people.
Yeah,
although
I mean, look,
I'm one of those older people.
They're
now.
Not bad. Like, you could be wearing Velcro New Balances or something. Like when you give up on tying your shoes, you wear Velcros again.
I got my dad doing that. Yeah, I got you. Just, yeah.
That would be a little worse.
I got you.
Can you get him a pair of the Hokas, the Air Roses?
I would love to know from Hoka, like, hey, what's the average age wearing your shoe?
I'm going to guess it's younger than you think, to be honest with you.
Now you got me looking at them while I'm...
Which ones are you wearing today? Let me see.
I got the white ones. I got white and black, but these... Nice. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to guess it's younger than you think.
So I'm going to be honest
with
you. They're not the best look. I get it. They're not the best looking shoe, but they got... I feel like walking on top of my bed. They're just so comfortable.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's like pillows.
We got Mike Flora going to join us coming up here. Opening ceremonies for the Olympics. And then we're off and running, man. We are going to be off and running with... I don't feel like... The Olympics are as popular as they used to be. I don't know if people out there care as much about it. First of all, I have great respect for people because a lot of people for the Olympics don't make a lot of money. Not everybody that's in doing an event over there is getting paid a lot of money. And the thing is, there's a lot of people come up short that never get to go. There's a lot of people. Like the ones that finish, you know, fourth or fifth in a race in the finals, or they're done. They don't get to compete. I mean, they get to keep running and stuff, but all that work to try to get to the Olympics and win that gold medal, it's done for another 4 years. So just to peak at the right time, because that's what it's about, whether it's team sport or individual sport, is to peak and be at your best and qualify in your country and then go to the Olympics and represent your country and try to win it all against the world. So I just have always, and especially when I'm saying this stuff, I'm thinking about track and field, individuals that, you know, and not necessarily team sports, but I do care about the NBA team. Oh, I'm sorry, the Olympic, United States Olympic team. And they got a lot of pressure on them. They probably have as much pressure as anybody. Because they're the number one seed, and everybody knows they got two of the greatest players to ever play on that team. I don't know where you put KD. He's going to go down as one of the greats, although a lot of people, KD doesn't seem to win a lot of popularity contests. But LeBron's going to go down as one of the two greatest players of all time. He just is. Along with Michael Jordan. And Steph Curry is known as the greatest three-point shooter and one of the greatest shooting guards of all time. Well, he's going to be he's a three-point king already. But they've got really good group of players, not just the older players like KD, who's 35, 36, 37 years old, and LeBron, who's close to 40, and now Steph Curry's 35, 36 years old. You've got some older guys. But with that, they still have the best young players in the game playing. And got AD and Bam coming off the bench. Two big guys that are really talented, especially defensively. So, but they've been in all close games. I don't know how much you're going to read into that, how they look like they're playing one-point games one way or the other the last couple of games, and to see what they're going to look like. And now it counts. It's not just a practice game, but – LeBron wasn't treating those games like practice games when he was taking those shots at the end of the games and they were down one in those games and to get the win. I am looking forward to seeing what that team looks like. I was trying to think of some other. I'm okay with the swimming and stuff. Don't care about gymnastics, but I do understand we've seen a lot of people, a lot of athletes look really good. And honestly, the pressure is just too much. And by the way, there's a lot of sports where the pressure is too much. Nothing, by the way, you understand, for TV, just being part of the NBC family, gymnastics is king of a lot of people watching, especially the women who control the TVs. Biggest ratings. It's going to be gymnastics. That's the one.
Not the running?
No. Actually, running's not. Running is not. We just had, I don't know how many years we have Usain Bolt, the greatest sprinter of all time. Freakish, talented. No, Steph, I don't need you to stand up. You're lucky and you're welcome to be in there with us as our But he's on this thing. I had to tell him Usain Bolt's no longer.
What about this one? Michael Phelps, is he in it?
No, but he was for a long, long time.
He's not.
He's the greatest. Anymore, people watched him to see if, you know, I mean, he came back one more time and won again and kept going.
Is this stuff on in the morning? Is that the time difference situation?
I don't know.
The USA basketball games are like 11:15 on
Sunday.
Yeah,
I don't know how they're going to do that.
You going to watch this thing live today, the opening ceremonies?
No.
The Riera at 7:30?
No. I mean, if it's on while
you're Mr. Olympics. You've been talking about this for years.
It was just everybody coming out. No. Everybody coming out to wave and going around the track. It's great.
I'm sure they're going to put on a good show.
It's popular.
Yeah. And music and stuff.
No, they'll do a great job. It'll be great.
How can you be Mr. Olympics and not watch the opening ceremonies? I don't get that.
Oh, my God.
This might be the only thing I watch. I'm going to watch it tonight.
But you've made it clear since I've been with you, Jerky, that you don't care a lot about the Olympics. You're almost half un-American. You really are.
Like I'm rooting against
us. You're a half an American.
I'd like to see America win all of it, but...
How can you not have some things that you care about? Like, you know, I only care about the NBA. Like, no, it's not the NBA. It's Olympics basketball, Jerky.
Well, same way you don't care about Olympic pickleball.
No, I don't care about
that.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't care about the stuff they've added recently. You know what else I don't care? I don't care about flag football.
Texter said you're going to be watching gymnastics right after the Kelly Clarkson show.
If the wife's controlling things
good.
I'm working on something, then maybe you're right.
He's been paying attention today.
I don't know why. She's done nothing wrong. It's just, I just don't. Y'all. I don't like y'all, that show.
She's Southern.
I know what she is.
Is she? I don't know.
I know.
I don't know much about her, bro.
The show's on every day, okay?
At
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock.
I come in to have a coffee, and I go, Marga, watch something else.
Why don't you watch one of those, like, judge shows? Don't they have those on during the day where people bring, like, their ridiculous, like...
I don't want to hear about other people's
problems.
A lot of them have had the same. So a lot of those shows have had the same problems I've had personally. Why do I hell? I want to hear about it.
They go, this guy owes me $200.
Hey, the other day I got to tell you something funny. It's not really funny, but maybe men have gone through this. So I was with my dad, my sister, and my wife. We were going to eat in Los Olas, and we were driving by the courthouse. And I go, Dad, see that building right there? And he goes, Yeah. And I go, I've been there like 9 times. It's child support. And nobody laughed. I thought it was funny. I go, I've been there for child support adjustment. Like that's the place right there. I've been there a lot. And nobody said a word. It wasn't funny. It wasn't funny to my wife and nobody else. I thought it was pretty funny. I'm like, hey, Dad, that's why I spent a lot of time right there in that building. And he goes, but this is the courtyard. I go, Dad. Child support right there. That's where things happen. Late, on time, need more, trying to get less, trying to give less. I've been there. Not paying at all. That's where you go, man. Hey, Woody, 9 o'clock hour's coming up. That was an awkward moment because you haven't been through anything, so I don't know why I even brought that up.
I haven't been through anything. Thanks, Joe.
Yeah, you're happily married.
You watching is breakdancing in this thing?
I hope breakdancing's not really in this thing.
I don't know.
By the way, congratulations to the NFL. I don't know if they got flag football in this time or the next time, but it's going to be coming to the Olympics. It's the next one, I think.
Wouldn't like the NFL players be in it?
Yeah, Joe Burrow's already come out, and some other guys said, man, I'd like to play.
Well, who's going to play for the other countries?
Exactly. Why?
Who's the starting quarterback?
The NFL goes, hey, we like to get flag football. You know, we're trying to grow it in this country. And I go, yeah, we'll do it for you. Yeah. Like the other parts of the world barely play football.
Boy, those greedy pigs never stop, huh?
Flag football is going to be in the Olympics.
Great.
Roger Goodell, huh? We did it. How great.
Oh, and you know what's going to happen? Someone will get hurt.
For the NFL.
No, it's not great because someone will get hurt.
What is that? What you always go to is hurt,
bro.
Hey,
let me ask you something. You want your Dolphin players playing flag football in the Olympics?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't let any of my guys.
You want Tyreek Hill instead of being at training camp this week? Would you rather him be in Paris playing flag football competitively?
No, but
okay.
He's most likely not going to get hurt. Is that what you're about?
Most likely not going to get hurt.
Why don't he's a bad example because he's going to be 33 or 34, okay, he won't be on the team.
No, but that would be really great if he did get it, you know, pulled a hamstring or something while he's running, playing flag football.
You are the softest human being, honestly, of all the people I've worked with. You are at an unknown soft level.
Yeah, send him out there, bro. Send him out. Yeah, right.
Worrying about flag football.
Skip training camp and go play flag football competitively in the Olympics.
You're going to hurt when he pulls that flag, he's going to pull a muscle.
By the way, you know, Omar's always talking about going to parks and finding guys. You probably could go to the parks and find guys to win a gold medal for you.
Down here?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could. That's different. No question. 9 o'clock hour's coming up. We're getting closer to Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk joining us this morning as we continue on. But first, I'm not an attorney for a law firm, but I will tell you, if I have an injury and I need some help, I'm going to Cohen and Judah, Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah, 33 years of experience. And the names on the law firm I know will handle your case. When I go in, it's not just me. Not just when I walk in to say hello to them. They're going to personally take care.
All right, before we get back to it here, it's giveaway time. Slightly Stupid, The Dirty Heads, and more coming to I Think Financial Amphitheater in West Palm on August the 2nd. We're going to give away tickets right now. This is a Live Nation show. Caller number 5, right now at 305-567-0560. You'll be going. Slightly Stupid, The Dirty Heads at I Think Financial Amphitheater, West Palm, August 2nd. Again, that is a Live Nation show. All right, Joe, we're going to do, we'll do caller number 5. We'll give someone some
caller
tickets
here on a Friday.
Caller number
5 it is, Woody. Yeah, look at you trying to make sure everybody starts a weekend, you know, get a nice winter there and just getting things going. We're going to be at camp on Monday, Woody. We are going to be going live out there ourselves. And
Wednesday.
And Wednesday we're going to be at the Canes.
Yes, we got everything covered next week, man.
We'll be hitting them all different ages.
Fired up to get out of here a little bit. Outside. You like it outside. You get a little sweat.
I do enjoy going live.
But you like walking outside a little more too, right?
Yes. You.
Which one are you going to be wearing, by the way? So you've been all over the board here with your shoes. I saw you were wearing the Clouds yesterday. I don't even know what you're wearing today. I figured the Hokas were more.
I'm back on the Hokas today.
Okay. Those are the Air Joe Roses, the Hokas.
Boy, I got to tell you, they're ugly, but they're comfortable.
They are ugly. They are comfortable.
I don't know how many people out there, many of my brothers and sisters out there on the Hokas, but man, they may not look great according to everybody, but.
Well, maybe they're in style.
They're comfortable,
but,
man.
You know, those companies are taking a lot of the share away from Nike. I don't know if you knew that or not.
I did not know that.
So I will tell you, I wore the Hoka shoes to Disney.
But I don't feel bad for Nike. They're doing just fine.
I know they're doing fine. But I wore, the Hokas to Disney, and, you do a ton of walking there. It actually made a difference. They truly, and I have, bad flat feet. They're truly comfortable.
Well, everybody tells me they're old man shoes.
Yeah, they are. They're dad shoes.
So you tell me young people won't wear them that might, have
I don't know what age you consider me, but I'm middle of the road. I wear them. I'm more about, comfort and performance at this
stage.
No,
listen, I don't want something that's just, really, really ugly that I've watched older people.
Yeah,
although
I mean,
I'm one of those older people.
They're
now.
Not bad. You could be wearing Velcro New Balances or something. When you give up on tying your shoes, you wear Velcros again later.
Yeah,
in
no. I got my dad doing that. Yeah. No, I got you.
That would be a little worse.
I got you.
Can you get him a pair of the Hokas, the Air Roses?
I would love to know from Hoka, hey, what's the average age wearing your shoe?
I'm going to guess it's younger than you think, to be honest with you.
Now you got me looking at them while I'm.
Ones are you wearing today? Let me see.
I got the white ones. I got white and black, but these.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to guess it's younger than you think.
So I'm
going
to be honest with you. They're not the best look. I get it. They're not the best looking shoe, but they got, I feel like walking on top of my bed. They're just so comfortable.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's like pillows.
We got Mike Florio going to join us coming up here. Opening ceremonies for the Olympics. And then we're off and running, man. We are going to be off and running with, I don't feel like the Olympics are as popular as they used to be. I don't know if people out there care as much about it. First of all, I have great respect for people because a lot of people for the Olympics don't make a lot of money. Not everybody that's in doing an event over there is getting paid a lot of money. And the thing is, there's a lot of people come up short that never get to go. There's a lot of people, like the ones that finish, you know, fourth or fifth in a race in the finals, or they're done. They don't get to compete. I mean, they get to keep running and stuff, but all that work to try to get to the Olympics and win that gold medal, it's done for another 4 years. So just to peak at the right time, because that's what it's about, whether it's team sport or individual sport, is to peak and be at your best and qualify in your country and then go to the Olympics and represent your country and try to win it all against the world. So I just have always, and especially when I'm saying this stuff, I'm thinking about track and field individuals that, you know, and not necessarily team sports, but I do care about the NBA team. Oh, I'm sorry, the Olympic, United States Olympic team. And they got a lot of pressure on them. They probably have as much pressure as anybody because they're the number one seed, and everybody knows they got two of the greatest players to ever play on that team. I don't know where you put KD. He's going to go down as one of the greats, although a lot of people, KD doesn't seem to win a lot of popularity contests. But LeBron's going to go down as one of the two greatest players of all time. He just is, along with Michael Jordan. And Steph Curry is known as the greatest three-point shooter and one of the greatest guards, shooting guards of all time. Well, he's going to be he's a three-point king already. But they've got really good group of players, not just the older players like KD, who's 35, 36, 37 years old, and LeBron, who's close to 40, and now Steph Curry's 35, 36 years old. You've got some older guys. But with that, they still have the best young players in the game playing. And got AD and Bam coming off the bench. Two big guys that are really talented, especially defensively. So, but they've been in all close games. I don't know how much you're going to read into that, how they look like they're playing one-point games one way or the other the last couple of games, and to see what they're going to look like. And now it counts. It's not just a practice game, but LeBron wasn't treating those games like practice games when he was taking those shots at the end of the games and they were down one in those games and to get the win. I am looking forward to seeing what that team looks like. I was trying to think of some other. I'm okay with the swimming and stuff. Don't care about gymnastics, but I do understand. We've seen a lot of people, a lot of athletes look really good. And honestly, the pressure is just too much. And by the way, there's a lot of sports where the pressure is too much. Nothing, by the way, you understand, for TV, just being part of the NBC family, gymnastics is king of a lot of people watching, especially the women who control the TVs. Biggest ratings. Biggest ratings. It's going to be gymnastics. That's the one.
Not the running?
No. Actually, running's not. Running is not. We just had, I don't know how many years we have Usain Bolt, the greatest sprinter of all time. Freakish. Talented. No, Steph, I don't need you to stand up. You're lucky and you're welcome to be in there with us as our... But he's on this thing. I had to tell him Usain Bolt's no longer.
What about this one? Michael Phelps, is he in it?
No, but he was for a long, long time.
He's not.
He's the greatest. People watched him to see if, you know, I mean, he came back one more time and won again and kept going.
Is this stuff on in the morning? Is that the time
difference situation?
I don't know. I know the USA basketball games are like 11:15 on
Sunday.
Yeah,
I don't know how they're going to do that. That's...
You going to watch this thing live today, the opening ceremonies?
No.
The Riera at 7:30?
No. I mean, if it's on while...
Well, you're Mr. Olympics. You've been talking about this for years.
Well, there's just everybody coming out. No. Everybody coming out to wave and going around the track. It's great.
I'm sure they're going to put on a good show.
It's popular.
Fireworks and music and stuff.
No, they'll do a great job. It'll be great.
How can you be Mr. Olympics and not watch the opening ceremonies? I don't get that.
Oh, my God.
This might be the only thing I watch. I'm going to watch it tonight.
But you've made it clear since I've been with you, Jerky, that you don't care a lot about the Olympics. You're almost half un-American. You really are.
Like, I'm rooting against
us. You're a half an American.
I'd like to see America win all of it, but...
How can you not have some things that you care about? Like, you know, I only care about the NBA. Like, no, it's not the NBA. It's Olympics basketball, jerky.
Well, same way you don't care about Olympic pickleball.
No, I don't care about
that.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't care about the stuff they've added recently. You know what else I don't care? I don't care about flag football.
Texter said you're going to be watching gymnastics right after the Kelly Clarkson show.
If the wife's controlling things,
that's good.
I'm working on something, then maybe you're right.
He's been paying attention today.
I don't know why. She's done nothing wrong. It's just, I just don't. Y'all, I don't like y'all, that show.
She's Southern.
I know what she is.
She? I don't know.
I know.
I don't know much about her, bro.
The show's on every day, okay?
At 3
o'clock.
3 o'clock.
I come in to have a coffee, and I go, Marga. Watch something else.
Why don't you watch one of those like judge shows? Don't they have those on during the day where people bring like their ridiculous like?
I don't want to hear about other people's
problems.
A lot of them have had the same. So a lot of those shows have had the same problems I've had personally. Why do I hell? I want to hear about it.
They go, this guy owes me $200.
Hey, the other day I got to tell you something funny. It's not really funny, but maybe men have gone through this. So I was with my dad, my sister, and my wife. And we were going to eat in Los Olas, and we were driving by the courthouse. And I go, Dad, see that building right there? And he goes, yeah. And I go, I've been there like 9 times. It's child support. And nobody laughed. I thought it was funny. I go, I've been there for child support adjustment. Like, that's the place right there. I've been there a lot. And nobody said a word. It wasn't. I guess it wasn't funny. It wasn't funny to my wife and nobody else. I thought it was pretty funny. I'm like, hey, Dad, that's why I spent a lot of time right there in that building. And he goes, but this is the court there. I go, Dad, child support right there. That's where things happen. Late, on time, need more, trying to get less, trying to give less. I've been there. Not paying at all. That's where you go, man. Hey, Woody, 9 o'clock hour's coming up. That was an awkward moment because you haven't been through anything, so I don't know why I even brought that up.
I haven't been through anything. Thanks, Joe.
Yeah, you're happily married.
You watching breakdancing? Is breakdancing in this thing?
I hope breakdancing's not really in this thing.
I don't know.
By the way, congratulations to the NFL. I don't know if they got flag football in this time or the next time, but it's going to be coming to the Olympics. It's the next one, I think.
Wouldn't like the NFL players be in it?
Yeah, they're Joe Burrow's already come out, and some other guys said, man, I'd like to play.
Well, who's going to play for the other countries?
Exactly. Why?
Who's the starting quarterback?
The NFL goes, hey, we like to get flag football. You know, we're trying to grow it in this country. And I go, yeah, we'll do it for you. Yeah. Like the other parts of the world barely play football.
Boy, those greedy pigs never stop, huh?
Flag football is going to be in the Olympics.
Great.
Roger Goodell, huh? We did it. How great.
And you know what's going to happen? Someone will get hurt.
Great for the NFL.
No, it's not great because someone will get hurt.
What is that? What you always go to is hurt,
bro.
Hey,
let me ask you something. You want your Dolphin players playing flag football in the Olympics?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't let any of my guys.
You want Tyreek Hill instead of being at training camp this week? Would you rather him be in Paris playing flag football competitively?
No, but okay. He's most likely not going to get hurt. Is that what you're about now?
He's most likely not going to get hurt.
Why don't he's a bad example because he's going to be 33 or 34 and won't be on the team.
No, but that would be really great if he did get pulled a hamstring or something while he's running playing flag football.
You are the softest human being, honestly, of all the people I've worked with. You are at an unknown soft level.
Yeah, send him out there, bro. Send him out. Yeah, right.
Worrying about flag football.
Skip training camp and go play flag football competitively in the Olympics.
You're going to hurt when he pulls gold medals that flag. He's going to pull a muscle.
By the way, you know, Omar's always talking about going to parks and finding guys. You probably could go to the parks and find guys to win a gold medal for you.
Down here?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could. That's different. No question. 9 o'clock hour's coming up. We're getting closer to Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk joining us this morning as we continue on. But first, I'm not an attorney for a law firm, but I will tell you, if I have an injury and I need some help, I'm going to Cohen and Judah, Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah, 33 years of experience, and the names on the law firm I know will handle your case. When I go in, it's not just me. Not just when I walk in to say hello to them. They're going to personally take care of you. They're going to go, where are the other attorneys that are going to have work on my case? Or go, you're looking at them. It's us. We're going to take care of them from start to finish. Small enough to handle fender benders, big enough to go to trial against the largest companies in South Florida. Go to their website, CohenandJudah.com. I want to talk to unhappy clients out there. I want to talk to people that you've decided to go with off TV and radio, or a friend said, use them, I hear they're good and all that. If you've been injured in an accident and your law firm made you a lot of promises and they haven't been able to keep them, they don't communicate, you have no idea where your case stands right now, you're not alone. It goes on every day. And did you know you can make a change? Call Cohen and Judah for a free second opinion on your injury case. If you're listening to me right now and you've been thinking about doing that anyway, but you don't want to hurt anybody's, you're not going to hurt anybody's feelings, man. This is the business, and Harvey and Gary would love to see you. And I'm talking, they are pit bull good, man. They will go after it and get it done for you. You can always get a hold of them. Yeah, you'll get their cell phone number if you need to get a hold of them on the weekend, because they think everybody, no matter what size or no matter what the injury is, they think that's all important. Everybody's important to them. That's the way they treat you. I love those guys, man. I really do. And you're going to love them too. CohenandJudah.com, 866-FAIR-FEE. That's 866-324-7333. I want you to sleep on that this weekend. Do your homework. Go to CohenandJudah.com. Learn more about them. Hey, they're damn good at what they do.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.